ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英会投資のその2、49から73に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それでは、テストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Harry, I've been trying to contact you for ages. Why didn't you take my calls?
Sorry, Megan. I was in the library and I turned off my cell phone.
Oh, that's why you didn't answer. Have you been to the bakery yet?
No, that's my next stop. I'm at the bank at the moment, getting some money.
Okay, but before you go to buy bread...Can you drop by the supermarket and get some onions?
Sure. Is there anything else you want me to buy?
No, that's all. See you soon.
Question 49. Where is the man going to next? 2.
Thank you for calling Central Japan Cable TV.If you are applying for a new service, please press 1. If you wish to alter or cancel your present service, please press 2. If you would like to report a problem with your service, please press 3. If you have a question about our services, please press 4. If you'd like to hear these options again, please press 5.
Question 50. Which number should you press to stop your television service?Listening 3.
What should we buy for dinner tonight? How about steak?
Again? I know you love it, but we had it last weekend. I'd prefer chicken or fish. They're much healthier than beef.
Okay. I don't mind chicken or pork for a change, but I'd prefer salmon. We haven't eaten it for a while.
Okay, let's have that. And I think that we need to buy vegetables.Why don't we get potatoes, carrots, and green vegetables?
Don't worry. I bought some from the market this morning, but I couldn't get any tomatoes.
There are some over there. Go get some, will you?
Question 51. What will the man and woman buy from the supermarket? Listening 4.
Jenny, have you decided on where we're having the party to welcome new members to our club?
Not yet. It's hard to decide. But I was thinking the Spanish restaurant across the road from the campus might be nice. What do you think?
It's not bad. Not really special, though, as lots of us have been there for lunch before. How about a hotel? They usually have great food.
That sounds good, but I'm afraid the others might think that it's too expensive. The other options are John's Cafe, or just have it here in the university cafeteria.
If there are no other choices, let's stick with the restaurant idea. John's Cafe is nice, but a bit small for all of us. And we certainly don't want to have the party in the cafeteria. The food is not very good.
I agree. I'll book the place tonight.
Question 52. Where do the man and woman decide to have their club welcome party? Listening 5.
Tatsuya, I saw your skydiving video online last night. That was amazing. I didn't know you were into extreme sports.
Actually, I'm not. That was just a one-time thing. I was scared the whole time.
Yeah, you looked a bit nervous. I'm amazed how active you are. You play a lot of sports. Basketball, soccer, and tennis, right?
Well, I used to play basketball, but now I don't have a team to play with. I've never been interested in soccer. You must be thinking of John.
Oh, that's right. But you play tennis, don't you?
Not yet. But my wife and I just signed up for lessons. We're going to the first one this afternoon.
Sounds fun.
Question 53. What sport will Tatsuya start soon? Listening 6.
Alex, what time do we have to leave the house?
I'm not sure, Mari. How early do you want to be there?
Well, the flight departure is 3:40, but we usually have to board at least 30 minutes before that at 3:10.
Don't forget that we have to buy stuff from the duty-free shop.
We also have to check our luggage and pass through security.
So we should be at the check-in counter by 1:20.
It'll take some time to find a place to park, so we should leave the house at 12:30?
Okay, I'll be ready.
Question 54. What time will the couple board the airplane? Listening 7.
Honey, we can't take the kids to the water park this Thursday. It's closed.
What? You said back in June that it would be open every day.
Yes, the website said they're open every day all summer. But I looked again this morning, and it says they're only open on weekends this month. I guess we could go this weekend.
I said I wanted to avoid the weekend crowds. Why didn't we go when I had that week off in July?
I told you, July is really crowded every day with university students. And since we were away in August, we couldn't go then either.
Well, now that it's September and the weather has cooled down, I suppose it might not be that crowded anymore.
Okay, let's go this Saturday. I'll let the kids know.
Question 55. When will the man and woman take their children to the water park? Listening 8.
Excuse me, how much does a train pass cost?
Weekly passes are $20 and monthly passes are $75.
What about for students?
If you have a student card, they're $15 and $55 respectively.
Okay, I'll take the monthly pass. Here's my student card.
Question 56. How much will the man pay for his train pass? Listening 9.
Hi, Christy. How's it going?
I'm fine, thanks, James.
Do you have any plans for Golden Week this year?
Well, I was going to visit my friend in Kyoto, stay there for a few days, and go visit some of the sights, but not anymore.
Why not? Don't tell me you have to work during Golden Week.
No, I have the week off.
So then what's the problem? Not enough money?
That's not the problem. I was going to stay with my friend, but her plans have changed, and she's going to be gone that week.
So what are you going to do?
Probably just stay home and study. I can't think of anything else to do.
Question 57. Why isn't the woman going to Kyoto? Listening 10.
Can I ask your advice on something?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
I'm thinking about buying a new computer, but I don't know which electronics store I should go to.
It all depends on your budget, I guess.
I want something reliable, but at a reasonable price. I was thinking about going to the big electronics store nearby.
Well, it does have a large selection of computers, and it's conveniently located. The staff are supposed to be pretty helpful, too. However, if you're looking for the lowest prices, I'd suggest you go to the small electronics store downtown.
Okay. I think I'll go downtown tomorrow.
Question 58. Why does the woman advise the man to go to the small electronics store?
パート B リスニング11から12では英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Welcome back, Daphne. How was your trip to Singapore?
Thanks, Tony. It was great. I went shopping and bought a new suit, a new bag, some shoes, and lots of interesting snacks for my friends. Sorry, I couldn't find you the special black tea you wanted, though, so I got you a t-shirt instead.
Thanks. Glad to hear you had a good time. What else did you do in Singapore?
Too many things. We visited the art museum, which was really great, and walked around the harbor as well. Oh, and thanks for the recommendation about the night safari. It was amazing. Glad you told us about that.
The harbor walk is nice, isn't it? But it's often crowded and sometimes it's a bit windy. Were you able to take a picture in front of the merlion?
Yes, but not a good one. It was late afternoon and the picture didn't come out clearly.
It wasn't raining, was it? It usually rains at that time of day.
No, actually it was sunny the whole time. Certainly a nice change from the cold weather here.
Well, it's back to reality now.
Listening 12.
Hello, everyone. Joining our radio program today is David Miller, the public events coordinator at the Downtown Library. Thanks for coming, David.
You're welcome, Ellen. I'm happy to be here.
You're here today to tell us the Downtown Library is an exciting place to visit, right?
Yes, Ellen, you're right. My job is to plan public events hosted by the library, and I would like to tell you about those.
So, are we talking about things like public tours of the library?
Well, I actually don't arrange those, but I do plan quite a few other things. For example, I invite local authors to talk about their work. Another thing I do is to set up book circles, where people read the same book and then get together to talk about it.
What about the Books at the Movies events? Do you plan those too?
Yes, I do. They're among our more popular events with both adults and children. Each month in our main hall, we screen a movie based on a book. Then we have a bit of a discussion afterwards and try to encourage people to read the book, if they haven't already.
Ah, good to know. Could you tell people what events are going on next month?
Okay. In October, we'll show the movie The Secret Garden in the main hall, which is on the first floor. We're also holding a special event for kids in the open space in the middle of the second floor. It's called Back to Borrowing and aims to encourage children to read more books. Every Tuesday evening, we'll use the third floor meeting room to host the book circles. And as a special treat for adults only, we'll use a dark room in the basement for a Halloween event based on horror stories.
That sounds like it could be pretty scary.
パート C、リスニング13から14では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、 英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、その間に印刷されている問題文に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 13. You will hear a man called Frank and a woman called Mary talking about the visit of their friend called Tina. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Frank, can you get the futon out of the closet before Tina gets here?
Already done, Mary. I hung it out on the balcony. Certainly needs to be out in the air after being in the closet for so long.
Now we just need to find a good sheet. That blue one I wanted to use has a hole in it. Do you know where the white one is?
I think it's still in the closet where the futon was. I'll get it. Don't forget that we need to pick up a new pillow from the store. We threw away the spare one we had when we did the spring cleaning.
Okay, I'll go do that right now. I hope we have enough time to get everything ready before she comes. She said she'd be here at noon, but I expect she'll be at least an hour later than that because of all the road repairs going on around the city.
Well, whatever time she gets here, it'll be nice to see her again after so long. It's been quite a few years.
For you, yes, but I saw her not that long ago.
True. All right, let's finish getting everything ready.
Listening 14. You will hear a man named Sean being interviewed by a radio announcer called Erica about an English camp Sean is running. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
We are lucky to have in the studio today Sean O'Brien. Sean is arranging an international English camp for first to third year Japanese senior high school students for the spring vacation. Sean, this will be your third year for you to operate the camp, won't it?
Yes, that's right, Erica. The camp opened for the first time 2 years ago in the spring, and we're planning to offer the camp again at the same time this year. We did think about doing a summer camp too, but in the end we dropped that idea because we didn't have enough time to prepare for this year.
So, what activities can the high school students look forward to this year?
Well, once again, we'll have teachers coming in who will lead English conversation classes. We'll also be introducing lots of fun projects, things that the students can do together in small groups.
Are you planning to do the drama project again?
We were thinking of having students write and perform their own drama, but we decided to add some new activities instead. The main thing is that we want the students to do as many things in English as possible.
That sounds fun. So, how long is the camp?
We actually have 2 options. Students can stay for a 1-week camp, or for 2 weeks if they want. There'll be different things to do every week, so the students won't be repeating the same activities. We aren't able to accept students for just a weekend or a single day. We believe that students need to attend the camp for at least a full week to improve their English skills.
So, if a student would like to join the camp, what should they do?
They should go to our website and fill in the application form online. They should do it as soon as possible because there's a big demand. After confirming the reservation, we'll send a card in the mail.
Thank you very much for speaking to us, Sean. I hope the camp is a success.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。